All right, let's do some dude knowledge. All these questions, typically guys would know. Put you to the test here. Let's introduce you to Chris, calling us from Bardstown. Hi, Chris.
Morning. How are you?
Good.
Oh, we got a dude. Is he going to lose his dude card over this, or is he going to know?
I hope not. I told him I hope they're easier than they were on Friday.
Yeah, see?
I would have lost it then.
See? Yeah.
All right. Chris is 5'11", bald and beautiful, is an executive coordinator, and will be married 2 years come April. So still in that honeymoon phase. Love that for you, Chris. All right. So we'll see how well you do asking your own gendered questions to you.
All right.
This should be a walk in the park.
Should be. All right, here we go. Question one, dude knowledge. The DCC, or America's Sweethearts, are cheerleaders for which NFL team?
Dallas Cowboys.
You are right.
Okay, good start.
Chris, dude knowledge, what is a session beer?
What is session beer?
Yeah, what's a session beer?
I have no idea. I'm more of a bourbon drinker, so I don't drink beer. I have no idea on that one.
You're not even going
to
guess.
Can I go to Kelly for that one?
Sure. Go to Kelly. Kelly will know. Yeah, Kelly will know.
That is a beer that you drink when you're having in the studio recording your album. It's a session beer.
Sounds good to me.
Did that make sense, Chris? It did.
It sounded good to me, yeah.
So a session beer is actually a beer that has lower alcohol content, usually under 5 ABV, and it's made for you to have several at one time, like to hang out. It's like a hangout beer.
It's a wussy beer? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's not a wussy beer. I love session beers. You can pound a few of them at the same time. So
okay.
You don't have to get drunk on one.
All right.
Anyways.
Got it.
All right, so we're one and one. All right,
Chris. Chris is keeping track. Thank you. Dude knowledge. Here we go. Chris, this is multiple choice. Two-stroke and four-stroke are both types of what? Engines, baseball pitches, or fishing poles?
Fishing poles.
That's what I would think.
What? Yeah, we're looking for engines there, Chris.
All right.
Engines.
Is it like lawnmower engines? Is that how many times it takes to start them? I'm confused.
Yeah.
What kind of engines are we
I've
talking
about? I've
never
heard about? Of that, yeah.
We're talking about two-stroke and four-stroke engines, Kelly. That's
okay,
what we're talking
on what
about.
On what, though? You just looked that up on the internet and you just went with it.
Engines!
There are lots of kinds of engines. What kind of engines are we talking
okay,
about?
Okay, here we go. Next question, dude knowledge.
He's not gonna tell us. He doesn't know.
What are you talking about?
I'm just
what?
Saying, you're not explaining what kind of engines
I said
about.
It, they're engines. One has two strokes and one has four strokes.
See, you don't know. Sandy is rolling in. Dang, I knew that was engines. Oh, listen, Sandy, we don't need the shade. Chris doesn't need the shade.
Now, Chris is bringing it upon himself.
Oh, Tara in Meade County is saying it's how the piston moves inside of the engine versus whether it's two-stroke or four-stroke. It's the actual type of engine and how it works. Thank you, Tara, for that explanation. Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Who knew?
You did not! You were not! You didn't know that!
Because I was trying to move on, Kelly.
Oh,
I was trying to move this segment forward.
Okay, well, you could have just said what Tara said. Okay.
I was just trying to move the segment forward.
And
not bog it down in weird logistics.
Still talking about it. It's an educational segment, too, so I just want to know the answer. Like,
dude knowledge. Next question, Chris. You ready?
All right, I'm ready.
Sorry you had to be a part of this.
Mommy and Daddy had to fight a little bit. It's fine.
Left and right wingers are positions in what sport?
Oh, I know.
Soccer?
Yes! What? That is a true statement! That is a true statement!
Ice hockey.
I played I played right wing when I played soccer. My sister played soccer in college. My niece plays soccer in college, and she plays left wing.
All right, I'll give you a half a point on that.
Thank you. Half a point.
Okay, we'll take it. We'll take it.
All right, last one. Dude knowledge.
This is such a controversial issue.
What?
Episode right here.
Two ingredients make up a Boilermaker. I know Kelly should know this. What two ingredients make up a Boilermaker?
Beer and vodka.
I like that. That should be right.
You were close. Yeah, beer and whiskey. Beer and whiskey.
Oh, dang it.
Okay, yeah.
Beer and whiskey.
Yeah. Why did you think I would know that? Just because I went to Purdue and their mascot's a Boilermaker.
Is literally a Boilermaker.
Yeah, no, but I don't drink any of that. I drink Arbor Mist.
Listen, I don't deserve the shade on our text line.
You do.
I don't.
You do a little.
Susan rolls in, I can't believe Ben drinks wussy beer. I see him in a whole new light now, SMH.
Yep. Absolutely. And Elizabeth says soccer and hockey both are valid valid answers.
Listen, let me just justify
point.
Something to you real quick, Susan. I enjoy the session beer because I can have many of them. That's I also great. Enjoy stouts, which could be a session beer because those have lower ABV. Okay. But stouts are a very masculine beer. Also, the IPA I can have. I just don't drink a lot of them.
That's great. I love that Ben's got to puff up his chest at this point because he likes whiskey beer. It's fine. It's all fine. Right. Tara
Chris,
wants a cookie for pointing that
so
out,
much
too.
Controversy here this segment. Yeah.
Yeah, Chris, listen, I don't like it when dudes play this game. Dude knowledge. All
right. But wait, Kyle says full point.
They usually end up losing, it sounds like, yeah.
That is true. That is true. Justice for Chris. That's a full point on soccer. Absolutely. Lauren says, I can't believe they still make Arbor Mist. Yes, Lauren!
I don't even know how Arbor Mist came up in this, but...
Because it's the whole beer discussion. The Boilermaker was a Boilermaker.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, hey, Chris, hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a pity prize because...
Oh.
Yes,
feel bad you didn't get all five right.
Card too after this. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to call it a pity prize.
feel bad you didn't get all five of them right. All right. So hang tight, Chris.
All right.
Yeah, Mason's like, dude knowledge or dudes arguing? Yeah, well, when the game master is erroneous in how he's dishing out points and or the knowledge behind the question.
Kelly, I was looking for ice hockey because we were focused on ice hockey.
But a correct answer is also soccer. Just saying.
Yeah, and I relented and gave a half a point. So
it's a full point!
All right, there you go. Dude knowledge on 99.7 DJX. You know what? I'm going to... No more!
No more?
This is all going to be chick knowledge from now on. You're going to do all the questions, everything.